I'm CJ Baumgartner. Welcome to Amateur Hour, where we take a look at the local amateur baseball teams in our region, and we are one weekend closer to the Minnesota Baseball Association State Tournament. And some teams have already punched their ticket to the tourney at the end of the weekend, so let's get caught up on all of the action from playoff baseball in Regions 10, 14, and 16C. Starting off on Saturday, August 3rd, Nimrod got a 5-0 win over Henning. That game was played in Purim. Clay Erickson gets 9 strikeouts through 6 shutout innings on the mound to push the Nats through. Congratulations to the North Stars on a great inaugural season. And then over in Hibbing in Region 10C, Detroit Lakes gets a 6-4 win over the Bemidji Blue Ox as Blaine Henderson leads the charge for the Ligers by collecting 2 hits on 2 RBIs and scored a run himself to advance through the 10C bracket. Clarissa beats Sabika 1-0 back in Region 14C. That game was played in Parham, and Parker Duncan shoved for the Flyers, pitching a complete game shutout to keep their season alive. Cole Wachala comes through with the go-ahead RBI for Clarissa. Congratulations to the Stingers on another great season. New York Mills beat Purim 5-3. Again, all these games played in Purim in Region 14C on Saturday. Darren Gaudette goes yard for the Millers, and Jonah Johnson gets the go-ahead RBI late to get 1 win away from the state tournament. Purim moves to the elimination bracket. Deer Creek beat Midway 10-6 as Nolan Coyle gets the win on the mound by going 6 innings, allowing 3 runs with 4 strikeouts, while Gannon George led the lineup with 3 hits. Midway goes to the elimination bracket. And then over in Region 16C in Urbank, Sox Center gets the 6-4 win. Urbank will now have to earn the lone Region 16C bid to state through the elimination bracket. Then into action on Sunday, August 4th in Region 10C, the Fergus Falls Hurricanes beat the Detroit Lakes Ligers 5-4. Jacob Thomas totals 3 hits for Detroit Lakes, who came up just short against the Canes. DL now goes to the elimination bracket. Back in Region 14C, this game played in Sabika. Midway comes away with a 10-0 win over Nimrod in 7 innings as DJ Reichling goes the distance with a complete game shutout, allowing just 1 hit and adding 6 strikeouts to his ledger. Congratulations to the Nats on another great season. Purim beats Clarissa 5-2 as the Pirates advance to the next weekend of the region tournament. Congratulations to the Flyers on their great season. And in the game that has a state tournament berth on the line, the New York Mills Millers beat the Deer Creek Shockers 6-0. Congratulations to the Millers, who are the first team to get the Region 14C bid. Caden Roberts throws a complete game shutout for the Millers, but it was Logan Small with the bats who put the exclamation point on the game with a grand slam as he finished the day with 3 hits. The Shockers go to the elimination bracket but are still knocking on the door of the state tournament. It was another intense weekend of amateur baseball in central Minnesota, and we got another one around the corner, so we'll be back on Friday to break down all of the upcoming action. If you want more information, go to adinaradio.com or the Superstation K106 mobile app. I'm CJ Baumgartner, and this is Amateur Hour.